Hello and welcome to another episode of the WCU Podcast Podcast. As always, I am your host, Patrick Frazier. Thank you for joining us today on another episode. It's that most favorite and wonderful time here in Cullowhee. It's the start of another school year as students are moving back on campus and campus is roaring back to life as we gear up for the upcoming school year. We have a lot of events in store for all of our new catamounts as well as our returning catamounts. And it's just a great time to be in Cullowhee. We have everything from new student convocation coming up soon, which is always a great way to kind of kickstart the year for our new students here on campus. For those that don't know, new student convocation, it's an event that is the official welcome to the university for our new students. And so we're always excited to congratulate and celebrate the arrival of WCU's newest students. And this is a great event to kind of start the year. This event takes place in the Ramsey Regional Center on the Friday before classes begin. And students, you'll get more information about this via email as well as from your RAs as you move in. The Pride of the Mountains Marching Band performs as a part of this as we introduce you to the alma mater and a fight song. And then we have some banner signings afterwards, a class photo afterwards as well. So you don't want to miss out on new student convocation. You also get that free t-shirt that is a coveted item for all students here on campus. When you have the opportunity to get a free t-shirt, you always take that opportunity, especially for the class of shirt. You know, that's usually something that you can just get as a part of that that class photo opportunity, so you don't want to miss that by any means. We also have, students are moving back on campus, so if you haven't moved back on campus yet and you're getting ready to, make sure you keep up to date with residential living for all your details of moving back into the residence halls, as you know, whether it's parking maps and instructions or dates and times for move-in. You don't want to miss out on any of those things as you're getting gearing up to move back onto campus for this year. And also one of the most important events that we have taking place each year here in Cullowhee is the Valley Ballyhoo. Valley Ballyhoo is the official start of the school year for all of our clubs and organizations as well. Nothing says welcome back to campus like the Valley Ballyhoo. We have WCU departments, community partners, organizations on campus are all here to greet our catamounts back to Cullowhee and give you information about different things that you can do to become involved as a student here in Cullowhee for this upcoming school year. You know, if you're looking for a job, don't forget the Office of Admissions. We're always looking for excited students that want to share their experiences here at WCU and promote these experiences to future catamounts. Whether it's working as an entourage tour guide, one of our gold ambassadors, or a telerecruiter, there's plenty of opportunities here in the Office of Admissions or as an orientation counselor. You know, if you had a great experience at orientation and you'd like to pay it forward to the next generation of catamounts, look no further than being an orientation counselor for the upcoming year with the Office of Orientation. But as always, be sure to check out all the different events and everything that are going on campus at engage.wcu.edu. Speaking of employment, as students get back on campus on Wednesday, August 23rd, is the part-time student employment fair. So you can learn about all the different opportunities there are on campus to work as a student on and off campus. And so don't miss that employment fair that will be taking place in the UC Grand Room. I did want to mention that the Valley Ballyhoo event will be taking place in the Central Plaza. That event will be taking place on Saturday, August 19th, beginning at 4 p.m. And then, you know, we have the entire week of welcome. There's all kind of events that will be taking place the entire first week of school for students for the week of welcome. So don't miss any of those events. Stay up to date with everything online. There's always something going on those first couple of weeks. And, you know, whether it's movies in the University Center or different club events or organizational events, Greek events, so many different things going on, so many opportunities to get involved. I always say that your college experience is what you make it. And if you say that, you know, it's easy to say that there's nothing to do at any college and university around the country. And usually what that means is you haven't left your residence hall room long enough to see what all there is to do on campus. Because let me just say, there are no shortage of events going on campus. no shortage of opportunities to get involved. You know, as we talked about in our previous episode, we have the fall sports coming up, all the different athletic events that are taking place on campus that you can go out and support the Catamounts, as well as different events on campus for intramural sports, and then so many different things. So we're excited that all of our students are back, and we're looking forward to the beginning of a great school year. We have a lot of exciting things that are going to be taking place on the podcast this year as well. We're going to do things a little bit different throughout the year. We're going to have some student guest hosts in addition to the student spotlight pieces. We're also going to be celebrating some milestones this year. This is our 10th year that we'll have the podcast. And so for a university podcast, the last 10 years, it's pretty exciting. We were certainly one of the first to have a podcast. You know, we've had our ups and downs throughout the years as schedules got busy and we weren't able to record and post as often as we would like. But to make it 10 years says a lot about our dedication to having a platform for our listeners to learn more about WCU, as well as learn more about our students, and for our students to be able to showcase themselves and kind of who they are and what helps make WCU unique. And that is, of course, our students and our faculty and staff that are a part of this great university. And so that's a great segue into this week's Student Spotlight. It's our final summer spotlight as we gear up for the school year, as we go through our summer debate questions and much more. So stay tuned after this commercial break. Future Catamounts, don't forget to mark your calendars for one of our open house events. WCU will have 4 open house events this school year, 2 in the fall, 2 in the spring, and we are looking forward to welcoming you to campus. These events all take place on select Saturdays, the first one beginning on October 7th. Then we have an open house on November 18th. February 24th and March 23rd. So be sure to mark your calendars, go online to register for these events at openhouse.wcu.edu, and to see all of our different events, whether it's a campus tour or one of our on tour events, go online to visit.wcu.edu. And we look forward to seeing you on campus or at one of our events very soon. Hello and welcome back to the WCU Podcasts podcast. As always, be sure to check us out online, podcasts.wcu.edu, as well as our Facebook page, WCU Podcasts. So joining us today for our student spotlight, we have 2 of our Entourage tour guides, and I will allow them to introduce themselves, starting with Alex.
So my name is Alex. I am a senior at Western studying management and marketing. I'm also the Entourage campus tour coordinator.
And as our listeners may remember, the most uninteresting tour guide we have.
But also the most outstanding Entourage of the year. So,
1 of 4.
I'm the best one. So, also.
I'll give you that one for one chance there.
I'm also involved in WeTV, a broadcasting club on campus.
And now for the other Alex.
I'm also Alex. I study biology and secondary science education at Western. I'm a sophomore. I'm not the most outstanding tour guide, apparently. But, yeah, I just started a sorority on campus, so I'm kind of involved.
What sorority?
Alpha Omega Epsilon. It's a women in STEM, women in non-binary in STEM.
Awesome. So, one of the questions we always start with is, when you were going through the high school process, why did you end up at WCU?
So, I've told this before, but basically, I live about 30 minutes away, 30, 40 minutes away, and so I love the mountain area in general. And so it was kind of here or the other mountain school that we don't like to talk about here. And so couple things made it here instead of that other mountain school. We have a better community, in my opinion. And also, I don't like Boone. Sorry, I accidentally revealed the other school. But also, on top of that, the NC Promise.
On that note, I will say, one of my favorite episodes of Big Bang Theory, Sheldon is looking for a spot to move, and he's considering Boone. And then he X's it out of the map, and it's hilarious when he does it.
I came for the marching band, I'm going to be completely honest, and the NC Promise. I found out about it on my tour, And then so I was like, cool, we're going to come here. I like music. Pretty boring, but.
Music and band, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons a lot of students choose WCU is because of the marching band, which, you know, can't blame people for that by any means. You know, it doesn't have the same effect now because of the buildings that have been torn down, but what was your first residence hall on campus?
Mine was Albright Benton. So, yeah.
Do you mean like lived in? Mm-hmm. I lived in Allen my freshman year.
See, for whenever Jalen and I were doing this originally, we were always hoping for the Scott and Walkers. Because she was a Scott and I was a Walker.
I think we only have a couple more tour guides that have been in those.
Yeah,
we're nearing the end of any students that have lived in Scott and Walker, unfortunately. But, you know, it's had to come to an end at some point. I'm still a little jealous of all the students that get to live in the Rocks, because that was not the freshman experience that I had by any means, but to each their own. So now for the fun part of this. This is the part that one Alex has been looking forward to until he found out that there's different questions for this time around than there was the first time. It's what we call our great debate, where we debate different this or that questions. I'll start off with the one that makes Alex the most uninteresting tour guide. Which restaurant has the best rolls? Texas Roadhouse, Logan's, or O'Charley's?
Okay, I've only been to one of those restaurants. So, Texas Roadhouse, because, yeah.
Okay, see, the issue here is that I was hoping that you were about to say that you've been to none, because I've been to none of them, and wow. So I was just, that's what makes me uninteresting.
He hasn't been to any chain restaurant. Red Lobster.
You've been to Red Lobster?
No.
Cheddar's.
I've been to Cheddar's.
Cheddar's.
I do like Cheddar's.
But nothing else. Olive Garden?
I think I've been to
Olive Garden. Okay, I haven't been to Olive Garden.
We're missing out on some great restaurants here.
There's like one where I'm from.
I like slightly more local ones. Like there's Apollo Flame Bistro in Asheville. That's a good place to eat.
Yeah, but see, when you travel enough, you like having consistent food.
Mm-hmm. That's Chili's.
Oh my gosh.
Chili's doesn't count because it's on campus.
I've been to Chili's off campus.
It doesn't count because it's on campus. So now we have some more on the fun questions here. So this is a summer debate. Would you rather travel abroad or have a staycation?
I want to travel abroad.
Where to?
Anywhere. Literally anywhere. I want to go to Europe.
Any specific countries?
I feel like Switzerland would be cool. I like the mountains, obviously, so I want to go there. And they have like the little like alpine coaster thing. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do those. I think it's really cool.
That's a good question. I love my mountains a lot here, but I want to go to Norway and Sweden very badly.
Yeah, Ireland is on the top of my list, followed by New Zealand.
I'm going to Ireland.
Oh, yeah, you're going with the band. I am so jealous excited. Of that trip. Like, I am so jealous of that trip.
There's a family and friends package.
Yeah. I tried to get them one of the years that they were going to Macy's is when I was helping with Paul's. I'm like, you know, Paul's needs to be marching with Macy's.
Yeah.
But they couldn't.
Oh, dang.
Let's see here. This next one. Go to the beach or go sightseeing in the city?
I like the beach. I'm a beach gal.
I'm going to be honest here.
Oh, no.
Neither would be my correct answer, but if I had to choose one, I don't like cities.
That was a long pause.
I had to think, because I really don't like the beach, but I can just walk on the beach and not actually get in the water, so that's fine.
Okay, what's going to be the right answer since it was neither of those?
I like the mountains.
Again, we're going with the most uninteresting tour guide here. Mm-hmm.
I've hiked.
I understand now. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I've hiked the tallest mountain every year for the last 4 years. The highest mountain this side of the Mississippi, Mount Mitchell.
I was about to be like, Mount Everest?
Yes. 4 times. Every year.
Yeah, I think I know what name tag we're getting him next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's his major.
Exactly.
Uninteresting. Mm-hmm.
Instead of undecided.
Well, and instead of campus tour coordinator, that's going to be the new title.
Yeah.
Once we have that recount for campus tour coordinator, we'll give you the uninteresting tour guide position.
Okay, noted.
So next one here, stay in a hotel or stay in an RV?
Oh.
Hotel.
RV.
I want the experience of an RV one day, but if I had to just choose one off the bat, it would be a hotel.
I've stayed in an RV with my whole family. Like, all five of us went on a road trip through, like, the South in an RV, and it's kind of uncomfortable, but you can drive your house, and that's a bonus.
That does sound cool.
It's really cool.
So where all did you go on the road trip?
We started in North Carolina, and then we went through down to Alabama, so, like, all the states in between. Mm-hmm. I can't name them. And then back up to South Carolina for the beach for a week.
Yeah, so you would have gone probably through South Carolina into Georgia, mm-hmm. And then into Alabama.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So the next one, go to an outdoor concert or a stadium concert?
Outdoor. I've been to 3 outdoor concerts. It's a lot of fun.
I don't know. I've only been to one. Well, no, I've been to 2 concerts, but I wouldn't know where to classify them as, like, outdoor stadium. But I feel like...
So outdoor would be more of like the kind of like the outdoor setting where you could, like, be sitting on a grass lawn somewhere.
Oh, I'd say stadium then.
First, you know, you can have the outdoor stadiums, but it'd still be a stadium concert.
Yeah, okay,
never mind then.
The outdoor stadium is what I was thinking of, because those are nice, but I feel like you need that structure.
Yeah.
More outdoor stadium, so.
Wow.
Let's see here. Swim in the lake or swim in a pool?
Lake.
We're going with a neither here.
No.
River.
I'm glad you didn't say ocean, because I would have just said no.
What do you have against the ocean, man?
I don't like it.
So not a fan of Aquaman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or Poseidon.
No, awful movie. Anyway. Probably a pool.
Let's see here. Go camping for a month or Disney for 2 days?
I know what you want me to say, Patrick.
Oh, no. My answer is Disney for 2 days.
Yeah, that's what you want everyone to say.
I don't know.
Camping. I mean, I know most people would probably pick camping over the Disney, but...
Camping for a month?
Mm-hmm. Is the Who picks... Disney all expense paid? Like, is it out of my pocket?
I mean... We'll go all expense paid for both.
Can I bring people with me?
Sure.
Camping.
I thought that was going to go Disney.
No, I've never been to Disney, but I'm a quality time person. And so, I don't know, a month with a bunch of my friends just sounds like a lot more fun than 2 dates.
It depends on, like, the specific, like... where you'd be camping, the weather, all I'm like so many factors. I probably
Disney.
I'm
Disney World.
I'm gonna be honest, probably Disney is where I would end up going. I love roller coasters.
I mean, you could even do like Disney Tokyo, Disney Paris,
Disney France. Mm-hmm. Ooh, trying to sway me there.
Build a campfire or a sandcastle?
Campfire.
I want to learn how to make a fire with flint and steel, so I'd say campfire.
I've learned how to.
I'm working on it.
Go traveling with friends or traveling with family?
Friends.
Wow, there was no even hesitation there. Like, forget the family. Like, I'm just going friends.
Ooh, for how long?
We'll say a week.
Family.
I have done both. One time in, like, senior year, me and one of my friends decided to take a trip to Oklahoma. Because we were just stressed and, like, Oklahoma. We just wanted to go somewhere where there was nothing. And Oklahoma is a perfect example of that for the most part. And so we went to Oklahoma. I went hiking a couple times. Turns out you can find hikes in Oklahoma. Didn't know that. But, yeah, that was a good experience. So
let's see here. Build a pool in your backyard or an outdoor movie theater in your backyard?
Ooh, I'd go with pool. I've always wanted a pool in my backyard. I like to swim. You could swim whenever you want.
I think also pool, yeah.
I'd want the combo. That way I could lay in the pool watching the movie.
You could always, like,
an option?
You could tie up a sheet.
I never said it wasn't an option.
You could, like, tie up a sheet through the trees, you know? Make that theater at any time.
Well, they also make the, like, the inflatable screens.
Yeah. I've seen those pop, though. And it's kind of just sad.
Yeah, halfway through in a movie and your screen pops. That would be pretty. That'd be pretty bad right there. Yeah. Let's see here. Would you rather have an immunity to mosquitoes or bees?
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, I'm allergic to mosquitoes. I swell up whenever I get bit by one.
I don't think I knew you could be allergic to mosquitoes.
Yeah, I'll have like large welts on my arms if a mosquito bites me.
That's so unfortunate.
Bees are terrifying, but they don't cause me as much pain and annoyance. So
that's like, how often are you stung by a bee?
Yeah.
Once?
You have to make them mad.
Would you rather go on a road trip or fly to your destination?
Road trip.
Road trip.
Oh, I'm a road trip.
More of a journey. Flying is just kind of boring because you're just kind of there. But also, like, you get to make memories on the way and see things.
Flying usually goes wrong for me. So, I'm a road trip person.
Yeah. Flying is just scary.
I mean, general. I've had flights canceled, had to sleep in the airport.
Isn't that what happened on your recent trip?
Yes, that's aww. Why I slept in Los Angeles International Airport on the floor.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I will take the road trip over the flying any day. Would you rather have a summer job as a dog walker or a cat sitter?
Cat sitter. I love cats. I like dogs too, but we don't have a cat. We have two dogs.
Yeah, I'm the cat sitter.
See, I have now three dogs because we just got a new one and nine cats, so...
Got the best of both worlds.
Dog walker, because you get to go out and like see things and be outside.
It could be a cat walker.
That wasn't the option.
People do that on campus.
I would love to see Alex with a cat on a little leash walking him.
Little pink, bright pink harness.
Trying to walk the cat around campus because that cat would not be going anywhere he wanted that cat to go.
I've walked a couple of my cats before and they're pretty good about it sometimes.
Yeah, do they stay on the path like a dog does?
No, but we just go out into my yard. We don't go on a path because I'm not that stupid.
That's why I said that it would be hilarious to watch you doing that on campus.
Take it on a tour one day. Make that the challenge to become campus tour coordinator.
No. Well, that's a good idea.
Why is this a challenge now? I thought it was just an election. I
had some add some requirements into the position.
Just that one, though.
Just that one position. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just this year, too. If
you're
going
to do a recount of campus tour, go ahead and recount VP, too.
Oh.
Yeah, you still wouldn't win that one, either.
One vote off.
Yeah, from third.
No, you said I was second.
No, I said you were one vote off from third, which was there was somebody else that was one vote off from second. You were two votes off from.
No, you when you told me it was.
You misheard.
You really thought you had hope with that one.
I'm being gaslit.
Next question here: would you rather be a lifeguard or a carnival ride operator?
Hmm. Carnival rides.
Carnival ride. I don't want to be responsible for someone.
Yeah, don't put me in charge of people's lives.
Have y'all seen the rides at carnivals, though?
But yeah, they but just have to press a button.
It's not up to us at that point. It's the mechanics. The lifeguard.
Yeah, but it's usually
us.
The ride operator that gets in trouble if something goes wrong on the carnival.
Oh, okay.
I want to be the people at like Carowinds that have to stand there and give the thumbs up, and then they give a thumbs down, and everyone like panics. And then they hit go. I would do that. I'd be that person.
You'd be doing the thumbs down the whole time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the people that they'll like? They'll say something like pretend that someone's seat's unbuckled or something. And then they go. And the person just thinks they're going
to
die.
I don't go to amusement parks where they do that. I go to the ones where, you know, customer safety is paramount.
He goes to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't experienced it. I've seen videos.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. If I see that happening, I'm done with that.
Getting out of line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fair, honestly.
Would you rather have tan lines from your sunglasses or tan lines from Crocs?
Crocs.
Crocs, because I always am wearing closed-toed shoes, so
you
it
can cover
be
that
visible.
Up.
Yeah, but see, the thing for me is I wouldn't want the sunburn. You have to turn into sunburn.
True.
Mm.
Yeah. Sunburn on your feet is the worst.
That is true, but you can't hide that tan line.
You can, as long as you're wearing sunglasses.
Well, but then it's just going to get worse. I know someone who had a visor tan and sunglasses, and they're bald. So the entire top half of their face is just really bad tan lines right now.
I mean, sometimes you just do what you gotta do, depending on what you're doing outside. So for this next one, would you rather watch the clouds during the day or the stars at night?
Stars.
No hesitation.
I love the stars.
Probably same, but I wanted to actually think about it.
Hey, you are immediate with friends versus family.
That's true.
Yeah, I feel like mine's a little better.
He threw that family right under the bus. Mm-hmm. He's like, friends. Like, forget the family, friends.
I've been on so many family trips and not many friend trips, so I want to do more friend trips. So.
Yeah, you threw the family under the bus. Don't even try to hide that one. That family went right under the bus, and you backed over them, and it just kept going.
But I'll say stars, because also we're like right by the parkway, so I'd be able to see them really well up on the parkway.
I want to see the northern lights.
Yeah, I want to see the northern lights too.
They're so pretty.
So that was the end of our summer questions, but we do have a couple of other questions here from our podcast questionnaire.
Oh no.
And so these aren't necessarily this or that type questions. So these are a little bit more in-depth questions. Our friend Paul's came up with these questions for us. And so I'm curious to see the answers that we're going to get from the podcast questionnaire. Starting with, what is the best superhero power?
Oh. You look like you already have an answer.
Oh, that was such a good question. I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting a good question to come from Patrick.
It came from Paul's. You got to give credit where credit's due. It was Paul's. True. Paul's came up with the questionnaire for us.
That's true.
I would want to fly or teleport. Some mode of transportation. Thinking real hard.
Super speed. There's so many applications of that.
I will say the best one so far was by Abby, that was one of our admissions counselors, and hers was to be able to refill anything.
Oh.
If I'm fast, I can just go and get it really quick.
Wait.
No. But refill anything. So like you're out of gas, refill it.
Oh, I love
your
that.
Bank account's empty, refill it.
Can I change my answer? That's not what I'm changing it to, but that's a good one.
What about
shape-shifting?
Well, that's a good one, too.
Then I could have super speed and fly. Loophole.
Depending. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're just choosing how your superpower works, then yes.
So for this next one, what celebrity would you pick to narrate your life as you live it?
Oh, I think it would be really funny for Tom Holland to narrate my life. I was asked during an interview for one of my jobs if I could have any actor play me in the story of my life, who would I choose? And I chose Tom Holland then, too, because, you know, awkward teenager, you know.
He's just going to be so bored, though. The most interesting tour guide. I mean, you're just going to bore him right there.
Poor guy gets paid too much for that. He'll make it
interesting. Tom Holland will make it interesting. He'll make things up if he has to.
Yeah, he'll be making up a lot of stuff for that. He'll be ad-libbing everything.
I have no clue. I'm not really good at celebrities, but I feel like I would want to go with like Emma Watson.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
So what is a book that has changed your life?
My first instinct was to say the Bible, but that's not my answer.
So I will preface it. So for me, it was Lord of the Rings. Because for me in high school, elementary high school, I hated reading. And that was the first book I read for fun. So I read it took me about 2 months to read The Fellowship. Took me about 2 weeks to read Two Towers. And then took me about a day and a half to read Return of the King. And so that kind of like opened up the door for me of like reading for fun.
That's so quick. I'm reading The Hobbit right now and it's taken me months.
I remember when I first read The Hobbit in sixth grade and I read it in a day. The day before Thanksgiving.
Have you read the other books yet, though?
No.
So
I was tricked into reading this one, so.
So if you read the other ones first, The Hobbit is a little bit easier to read. But chronologically, The Hobbit did come first in terms of the writing. But it's a good book to start with and then go into the other three. The Fellowship is the driest of the books.
Yeah. Oh, I'll keep that in mind. I don't think I'm ever going to read Lord of the Rings, but
I highly recommend it, especially if you like anything fantasy-wise. I
do love fantasy.
Because it was the precursor to all fantasy.
Yeah. This is a really good question.
Stumped you both with this one.
I read a lot of books. I'd say my favorite book is by Marie Lu. It's Legend, and that's kind of the first book that, like, I remember reading that. I've read it like 12 times. I've memorized the entire plot of the entire series, and that kind of sparked my reading for just like any kind of dystopian. That's how I kind of got into that, and I love all of her books. She just came out with a new one. I bought it. I read it in a day. Love it. That kind of thing.
Okay, so the issue is I don't remember what book ever sparked my reading, because I've been like an obsessive reader since like first grade. So until like 10th or 11th grade when I slowed down a little bit. So I'm going to say I'm going to say The Book Thief, because it's one of my favorite books of all time, and it's one of the only ones. Recently, my parents were asking me what books I want to get rid of from my childhood, and I was like, as long as The Book Thief and a couple other ones are okay, I don't really care.
The other book I remember reading and enjoying was The Giver. That's the other one that I enjoyed.
Have y'all ever read Forged by Fire?
I have not.
That is a wonderful, it's like maybe 100 pages, really short, but it's like this really, really sweet story about, like, it's about abuse and stuff, but the transformation of the kid, it's like, it's a wonderful message. I read that in middle school. It's different. It's insane.
What is the most used app on your phone?
Are you pulling out your screen time? No, I'm not going to do that. Probably either Snapchat or TikTok.
Mm-hmm. I already know what mine's going. Oh, yeah, I forgot my phone doesn't work and doesn't record my screen time for whatever reason. Mine's probably TikTok. I'm going to guess. It's probably Snapchat or TikTok.
That's how I talk to my friends, is through Snapchat.
Yeah. Or maybe YouTube. Could be YouTube.
I watch YouTube on my laptop.
Yeah.
What is a song that best describes your life?
Okay, so there's this new song by AJR, right?
And the Dumb Song?
Yeah, it's called The Dumb Song. And there's a lyric in it specifically that says, "Don't look at me because I've got nothing in my head." Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Really fitting.
Yep, it is fitting.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a good person to ask this question. I'm so bad at song names. That was a great answer, though. I love that song. Can I say no answer? I don't have one. I would have to think for so long.
And you say I'm the most boring.
Hey.
She has a lot more answers than you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just saying. The better Alex.
Yep. Yeah, we have determined which is the better Alex on the podcast today.
Yeah. Score.
Okay. Let's see here. What was your childhood dream career?
Architect. I was going to be an architect. I wanted to go into architecture.
Child?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to do engineering or architecture for so long, or for a very brief period coding, but mainly architecture. And then I made it into high school, and it was still an engineering major, getting my associates of engineering. And then I made it to Calc 2 and physics, and I was like, never mind. I think I'm okay.
I wanted to be an Olympic soccer player, which is not, I don't think it's in the Olympics for female. Mm-hmm. It is? I haven't watched the Olympics in a very long time. I wanted to be an Olympic athlete my whole life. And then I quit playing sports and switched to marching band. But I still want to go to the Olympics. Like, still now. I'm like, let's find a way.
They'll be in Los Angeles in a few years.
I'm going to, like, see if I can volunteer or something. You know, I want to go so bad.
You know what's crazy? I just thought of a better answer to a question like 3 questions ago. Or however many. It was maybe 2. The book one.
Mm-hmm.
The Percy Jackson series.
But you don't like the ocean.
Yeah, but Percy Jackson's like the coolest protagonist.
Yeah.
I love him. I don't like the movies.
That's fair.
Yeah, the movies are not.
They're not very nice.
Let's see here. What is the best sandwich?
I have a story.
Oh, we love story time.
My grandmother lives around the block from my house, and she used to make this sandwich that was like this really specific type of bread, this very specific type of ham, this very specific type of cheese. It was chicken, not ham. And like all this very specific stuff. best sandwich I've ever had in my life. Neither of us can remember how it's made. So it was the sandwich of one summer. And I had it like every day for that one summer. Best sandwich I've ever had.
And you have no
And we have no clue how to make it. Because we both just forgot over the school year the next... And we went to go make it. She's like, oh, I'll make that sandwich. How's it made? And it's really sad.
I think mine is a sub from Jersey Mike's specifically. And it's turkey and whichever cheese it is that they just paired with it. Is it cheddar? I don't know. Doesn't matter for the purposes of this. Turkey and something Mike's way. So like the specific, the sauce and stuff.
So not creative at all.
No.
I really thought you were going to say PB&J. Yeah.
It would have been worse if I had said grilled cheese. One time I bought a grilled cheese from Dunkin' Donuts. That's all I bought, and that's like the stupidest thing.
I don't
thing
think
on
I
the
knew
menu.
They sold grilled cheese yeah, there.
It's Listen, if you want to know what places sell grilled cheese, ask Emily. Because Emily loves grilled cheese over anything else.
I make the best grilled cheese I've discovered.
Yeah, that's all Emily eats from most restaurants is a grilled cheese sandwich.
Fair.
Maybe you can get most outstanding entourage next year. Just bring Emily.
Just bring a grilled cheese.
Yeah, I think for me the best sandwich is a club sandwich, bacon, ham, and turkey mixed in there. But it's also hard to beat the summer classic of like a tomato sandwich or bacon and tomato sandwich.
My family loves tomato sandwiches. I cannot stand tomatoes. I don't know why.
I don't know if I've heard of a tomato sandwich.
It's like bread, mayo, tomato, bread.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
With salt and pepper.
That sounds awful, yeah.
But if you put the bacon on there, like those leftover from breakfast, that just ups the level. A good BLT.
Fun fact, I don't like bacon, and this is how I get hated. Yeah, I'll take that. That's all I've heard for years and years, just like, oh my gosh, you don't like bacon. It's just, I don't like how ham or anything but chicken and turkey tastes. So.
What about turkey bacon?
Turkey bacon's okay.
That's just imitation bacon.
It's just the same
but it it's slightly different tasting.
It's just imitation bacon. It doesn't count as bacon.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said I don't like bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely going to have a recount on the campus tour.
That was the deciding factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see here. On to the next question as we continue to dig Alex's hole further and further. What is one of your most prized possessions?
Such a good question. I can't. Okay. I have one. It's very recent that I got it. But over the summer, I worked at a summer camp. And it was a mission camp. So churches came up and, did projects in the community and then left. At the end of my, little session where I was working, the director gave us each little, mementos. And she pulled out this little stone sculpture of two bunnies, cuddling. It was really cute. And straight from her, prayer area, and said that it fit me the best and that it just, described my personality. And I was so touched that I was like, this is my new favorite thing. And it sits on my desk at all times. And I almost broke it immediately, and I was really sad. But yeah, I treasure that thing.
That's a cool one. Alex?
This is an amazing question, because I'm trying to think of one thing that I just, hold more highly. I guess there's one that I got last spring. Whenever I went with New Student Orientation to our annual conference, it was, right after the face covering requirement had just been lifted. And so whenever we all got there, we were all given a, what's the mask that's a neck gaiter? Is that what
it's called?
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't like them in general usually, but this one, it was from the association that puts on the conference, NOTA, and it's just a blue neck gaiter, and I keep it around my headrest in my car literally always. It hasn't left, it's left my car twice since I got it, and it's whenever I'm wearing it.
The closest I'll ever get to wearing one of those is if I ever go on Survivor and get a buff. They're scary.
Chris in our office, he wants to go on Survivor so bad.
I want to go on Survivor so bad.
He auditions every year for it. Sends in his audition tape every year.
I've never applied because, you know, school. But I want to be on it so bad. I've wanted to be on it my whole life. It's like right up there with the Olympic athlete.
I want to go on Jeopardy.
Oh my gosh.
What? I'm usually really good at answering every question on Jeopardy.
It's a good thing you threw in usually.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, if you're going to base it off of your answers to these questions, you'd be in, like, zero, because you never would have hit that buzzer at any point to answer any questions.
You've given me opinion questions.
How many trees are there on campus?
Do you know the answer to
that? I know someone who knows the answer.
Why?
Because they Googled it.
Okay, here's an easy question. How many bricks are in Bree's building?
Zero.
Yeah.
I was about to be like, stone bricks? Or?
How many steps between here and the alumni tower?
Like staircase steps or like steps?
Steps.
Oh.
Is there an exact number?
No. I was just waiting to see if so I will say a couple years ago, there was two students that were applying to be tour guides for grad school. And all of us interviewing them knew both of them. Like, we'd known them their entire time in undergrad. And they were a couple. And so for her questions, it was just the general questions. For his questions, it was, how many bricks are in Breeze? How many steps between here and the alumni tower? Who built the alumni tower? It was like the most random ever for his. I mean, we gave him both the job, but it was hilarious. Like, and then when they got out and like compared the notes, and he's like, and she's like, I didn't get any of those questions. He's like, I didn't get any of those questions. It was so funny.
Ashley, when she was hired as a tour guide, she was like, yeah, I have to learn all these facts about the school. And I was so scared. I was like, I'm going to have to learn all these like fun facts about the school. I have no clue. Like, oh my gosh. And, you know, like, wow. She exaggerated that so much.
You just learned it as you go.
Yeah, I was so scared. I was like, they're going to quiz me on like if I know all the trivia about the school.
That'd be such a fun way to start. I think some of
you don't get an 80% or more, you're fired immediately.
Yeah, we'll put that in for the job requirement for campus tour coordinator.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be able to get that.
See if they can pass the test.
We did a trivia thing for new student orientation Friday using a couple of different Kahoots, and I was the winner of both of them.
I love Kahoots.
And it was all campus trivia. Some of it was even designed to trip us up, and I still got it.
You wanna hear a terrifying fact?
No.
The Kahoot theme song was my number one listened to Spotify song in 2021 because I made that my goal and I listened to it on repeat.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
It's terrifying.
Well, I listened to it quietly while I studied during online school.
Yeah, no, still couldn't do that.
That would be terrifying.
It's so great.
Knowing that I know someone who did that.
You're now burdened with this knowledge.
Going back to our questions here, what is a famous person in history that you would like to spend the day with? Could be anyone in history.
It's got
to
be someone with the same name as me, so there's like a couple good choices. I think Alexander Hamilton.
That was not the one I was going to guess for
that
you.
Wasn't, yeah.
Which one?
I figured you were going to go with Alexander the Great.
No, I already know.
Alexander the Great, that's me.
Yeah, the Great and the Uninteresting together.
You completely missed what I said during that.
Every time I'm asked this question, I immediately go Rosa Parks, and I don't know why. Like, I cannot know why. It's just like a gut instinct. And that's it. That's like always my answer.
George Washington's one I would always love to meet. Or Abraham Lincoln.
Ooh.
Nikola Tesla.
Tesla could be an interesting one as well.
Can it be someone who's still alive? Mm-hmm. Alex Morgan.
Going to.
Of course, yeah. You chose someone with the same name.
She seems like such a cool person.
Let's see here. Okay, we're getting a little personal with this next one.
Oh, no.
Do you sing in the shower? And if so, what's the go-to song?
I only do if, like, there happens, if I'm listening to music while I'm in the shower and just kind of whatever comes. Usually it's going to be a song by AJR because that's my favorite.
I'd say it depends. If a song's stuck in my head, I will sing very quietly the little verse that I have stuck in my head. But most of the time, I'm like
thinking of arguments that I'm during the day or something like that instead of saying, which is a lot less fun.
So I'll date myself here in terms of when college. So we had, for our suite in Walker, we actually waterproof CD player that we left in the shower. And so everybody would just like put in their own CD and it would be like start time.
That's amazing.
On the first floor of Walker, anytime this were happening, it just stayed in the shower for all of us.
I've definitely walked into the room and like my roommate hasn't heard me and she's music in the shower and like it was blasting and I'm like, not know I'm in here, but that's okay. To each their own.
Let's see here. Now, one Alex has already asked a question. What is the proper way to eat a cupcake?
Okay. I tend to eat the icing first and then the cupcake. Sometimes, if the proportions are correct, you do the thing where you take the bottom and put it on top, but only sometimes. Yay!
Once I found out about it, I started doing that.
But sometimes
the cupcake sandwich.
Yeah, but sometimes there's too much icing and not enough cake piece.
But see, if you're eating the cupcake with no icing on it, you're eating a
I like muffins!
But you're eating a muffin. You're not a cupcake anymore. You're eating a muffin.
It's steps. You gotta do it in stages.
Yeah, first stage, you remove the bottom. Second, you put it on top. Third stage, you eat it.
I have mini eggs in my dorm, you know. They're not... You can't do that with them. They're too small.
You can find a way.
You can still, make the sandwich.
You know what? I'm going to stand outside while you're on tour and give you a cup.
And see what I do.
Yes.
Okay, now this next question is probably the hardest question. Describe your college experience in 5 words.
Does it have to be like a phrase or can it just be 5 disjoints?
It could be however you want to do it. A phrase or jointed words.
Mm-hmm. You gotta give me some time to think this one. I do 1 word at a time, like sure. As I think of them. Mm-hmm. I want my first journey. That's
a good word. Like philosophical into it.
Life's a journey.
My first word will be much philosophical. Mountain.
Wow.
Shocker.
You know, Technica Valley.
I didn't.
I'd say journey. Fun. Musical. Friends. And learning. You gotta throw in the education somewhere in there.
I shouldn't have let you. All of those, and go ahead and say you took one of the ones I wanted to say, which was going to be friends.
Copying me.
But I'm also going to say family, because my friends are my family. Because
you threw them under the buzzer? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. I'll do one that the people in the entourage understand. Triplets.
I hope you know I was really confused the first time I heard that. I'm a twin. Like, genetically?
And you were expecting actual triplets?
Yeah, I was like, oh,
yeah, that's
whoa.
That's a huge disappointment, isn't it?
Mitten and Rachel are almost exactly a year apart, each of us. So
that's insane.
Happy when I mentioned them on the podcast. My last word will be fulfilling.
Wow.
I thought you were with, you know, unimaginative or...
Boring.
Fulfilling.
So, the podcast questionnaire. One final question for you as we kind of wrap up this episode of the podcast. What one word of it, or one kind of piece of advice that you have for a potential student listening as to why they should pick WCU or other schools that they may be considering?
Okay, so here we... So, I think... It comes down to what kind of school, what kind of place you're looking for. If you're looking for somewhere that has access to the outdoors, but also access to city things, you can get to like Carowinds or Dollywood pretty quickly. Like, so fun things on either side of that spectrum. If you're looking more, that's like you can find your family, find your people very easily with all of our different clubs and things like that, or organizations or jobs on campus, then those really good. Like, if you're looking for any of that, we suggest you come to Western. Like, it's really good for any of that. And also, just, like, it's a really nice just area, lots of places to just hang out, study.
Yeah. I'd look at the area as well, you know, being on that. I know a lot of people, when we were making our decisions, that they're only focused on their program. Like, look at where you're going to be spending that time. That's also really important. In love with the campus as well. And I feel like it's easy to do up here with everything that's around, that you step on campus and you're like, wow, I love it here. Still work itself out. You'll get the degree regardless. Come enjoy. And I think most people who come up here do just truly enjoy the campus itself as well.
Well, I want to thank Alex for being on the podcast today. I want to thank our listeners. As always, be sure to check us out online, podcastcu.edu, as well as our Facebook page, WCU Podcast. As always, I want to thank everybody for listening. Go Cats!
Go Cats!
Go Cats!